Hi, this is a dictation for Dara Shell Johnson, D like Detroit, A-R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, Dara Shell, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 8/1987, date of accident 6/30/2022, and date of service, date of service is 9/22/2022. Dara Shell is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was lost in 9/16. She has been a victim of an auto accident. She has been a victim of a workman comp issue at Amazon, where she was hit by a go-kart, a big heavy cart, into her right arm that caused her severe pain in the right shoulder, the elbow, and the wrist, with shooting pain down throughout the arm. And so the accident was a mistake by the other employee, and she... The cart hit on the elbow. It's a heavy cart, leading to damage to the shoulder. And some headaches were reported by the patient, with along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and confusion. Currently, the patient reports that headaches are still present, along with double vision and ear ringing, and the pain in the neck and the right shoulder and right elbow is intense. And she... I tried to go back to work a couple days ago. However, there was a they did not have a job for her, and she had a panic and she fell down on the floor and was seen at the Bowman Hospital overnight, and then she was discharged. She has retained a new attorney, J. Truck, T-R-U-C-K. Currently reports that the pain in the neck, especially the right side, is around 5, and the right middle back is 5, and lower back is also 5. The areas are affected in the area of mood and work around 6. Sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 5. The patient does report reversal improvement in overall symptoms with the physical therapy and medications. In the system review, patient reports of ongoing headaches that are 5 to 6, and they are not extremely frequent. And they are focused on the back of the head, but there is no vision disturbance. It's a double vision is reported, ear ringing is reported. And weakness is reported, lack of focus is reported, anxiety, depression is reported. However, patient does not have any blackout, seizures, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the shoulder, and aching and running, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain. And in the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing and shortness of breath, but no asthma, chest pain, coughing. And in last 30 days, patient report that the pain levels have broken. And in last 30 days, patient report no changes in the pain level. And surgical history, none. No medical history. And hospitalization, 9/19/2022. For panic attack only, and weight loss none, and any other trauma patient report that she passed out and hit her head at work when she was joining the work. Current pain medication is Orfan, and substance abuse patient reports using marijuana and alcohol for pain relief. In the compliance system, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 829/74, pulse is
81,
pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 9/16/2022. Dictation number is 0919-032. General review, musculoskeletal and extremities examination. Plan of care is to order a cervical spine MRI, and also I provided a cervical traction device for her to use at home, and a wrist brace for helping with the wrist. A cervical foam collar has been provided for her, as well as a pain clinic for use at home. And in addition, I have ordered an on-lux photo biomodulation infrared device for further help. Our goal is to try non-conservative treatment. I even informed her if she wants to choose for acupuncture and even chiropractor, she is welcome. I've given a number of Dr. Mustafa in her area, who is a chiropractor and tries the acupuncture. The MRI of the right shoulder that was done on 9/13/2022 showed a mild degenerative arthritis of the AC joint and small partial focal tear. Tear involving inferior fibers of supraspinatus tendon at its attachment upon greater tuberosity. The patient was told that she will need an injection treatment for this inflammation as the healing is so slow with steroids, and she needs to do all kind of physical therapy, which has been ordered to continue. And her disability has been changed to a work employment disability, as well as house work replacement and a transportation help. And she is found to have a inflammation of the medial and lateral epicondyle on the right side, and some tenderness of the olecranon process, for which injections are ordered. She will make an appointment, and she will be more than happy to help her out for this. He is damaged to all the total areas that she has been involved, along with she should be very explained, and person understands this instruction very well, and she is advised to try biofreeze at home. Thank you.